Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland.
Wait a minute. The Yo-Yo Ma of the banjo? That doesn't sound like the normal fare of the Redwood Arts Council. Who is this Jamie Stone?
Well, interestingly enough, over the years, what we've been trying to do is, well, personally, what I've been trying to do is we've been experiencing a lot of loss of audience. And there are artists out there who are actively trying to bridge the gap between chamber music, classical chamber music, and world music.
Uh-huh.
And Jamie is at the forefront of that. He describes himself as like a composer, a musician, a composer, and an instigator. So he's trying to kind of move forward these instrumentations that may be considered to be world or jazz or one or the other and mesh them. One of the things that he does, such as Yo-Yo Ma does, such as Bella Fleck does, is he's gone to learn one-on-one to Africa about the banjo and the origins of the banjo.
That's right.
Yeah, he's followed. He's gone to Norway and Bulgaria and learned folk music similar to Bartok from the original people. And so what he's done is he's here to actually promote his new album, which is called The Other Side of the Air.
Ooh, it sounds great.
Yeah, and it's basically a journey down the cinnamon road with lots of different melodies you can imagine from that area. But he also plays Bach fugues, Trinidadian calypsos, and Bulgarian mountain dances and other things you can think of. So he comes with a four-piece band that are going to be fiddle, woodwinds, and a double bass. So it should be really
fun. He's going to be here on May 10th, 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what his program is?
No, he hasn't sent it to me. So I'm kind of excited to see. It's mostly going to be from that CD, and that CD is released. It's not as if this is a release party, but it was released this last year in November.
And so it is the Jamie Stone Quartet.
That's what we call it.
So who? What are the other components?
Rob Mosier on woodwinds, Bobby Hawk on fiddle, and Andrew Small on bass. So it's more like a jazz or bluegrass group, but with woodwinds, too.
Do you know how long he's been pursuing this particular avenue of music?
Yes, his last album that was put out, I think just after he won. He's a two-time Juno Award-winning banjoist. It was after those that he put out his first album 2 years ago, which had followed his journey through Africa. And so this is kind of his second album, but delving into a different area of the world.
He says there's more to music than just the notes, like seeing a photo of Miles Davis in Tony Trischka's banjo case and playing Cluck Old Hen with Bill Frisell stand out more than anything I learned somehow. That kind of gives you an idea of the kind of musician he is.
Exactly. He likes to experience it firsthand and can make the connections that other people may not be open to.
So in the short time we have left with this sort of new direction for the Redwood Arts Council, anything else you're thinking about for the future?
Well, I mean, I think that this year I've tried to bring in a lot of artists that try to bridge that gap between chamber music and world music and bluegrass and other Americana. And next year, I think the format's going to go a little bit more back towards more traditional classical.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
We'll always have some of this in there because I want to encourage these musicians and help them make a living to make it more viable for people to come from all different areas of Sonoma County. So say you don't like classical music, but you like bluegrass, you should come to this. Say you like world music, but maybe you don't like classical. Say you like classical, but you don't like bluegrass. This is
right
for everyone.
And also people will say, gee, I had such fun there last time.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not familiar with this music, but I may just have as much fun as I did then.
And we do always have a really good time.
And you really do a very, very good series of performances.
Thank you, Roland.
You're essential in Sonoma County.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. As usual, Candace, let me repeat once again that this is the Redwood Arts Council presenting the Jamie Stone Quartet. He is called the Yo-Yo Ma of the banjo. And if that doesn't tempt you to come and see this remarkable show and learn about his new album, you're not listening. It's May the 10th, 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For more information, the telephone number, 874-1124. Online, redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.